The Four Unthinkables. Will you refresh my memory? I read those the other day, and this is a good point to introduce now.
Well, I don't know if I can remember them all, but they're called Achintyas. To do with karma, that's one.
Karma, but what about karma?
Well, because it's the nature of karma.
No, but what about karma? Because karma, people talk about karma being chetana. That's what the Buddha talked about. Karma is chetana. Chetana can be known.
But there's two types of chetana. The chetana that arises by way of vipaka. Is that what you're meaning?
No. What about karma? When the Buddha said karma cannot be known, achintai, what
is,
about...
Is there vipaka now?
There is. So that can be known.
Without karma, can there be vipaka?
That much can be understood. Mm. And when the Buddha said one of the four achintai, the result of karma, he said, talks about what this karma can, what will this karma bring result, and what this result was from which karma. I think that's what he means.
But that is not the answer to your question. Everyday life is the accumulation of each one. You like Indian food, the accumulation is there. So no doubt to understand one's own accumulation, even the way one thinks, it's accumulated from the past. Whatever you move or do, anything, any manners of citta and cetasika, comes from the daily accumulation in the past.
So Ajahn, you're saying that we can get an idea of what accumulation is from mm-hmm. noticing our own likes and dislikes.
Why do you like rose? The other, like the other kind of flower? By accumulation, it can be known.
About these four unthinkables, of which we have two, which answers your question about accumulations, is although there's a tendency, a natural tendency, these things cannot be known, and to dwell on them or to think about them is not fruitful, it's a waste of time.
And what's the answer? It's by accumulation. So can you know my accumulation?
I'm your accumulation.
I have accumulation to study Dhamma.
So, the way we know our accumulation through just inference from what our behavior is, for example, if I like to walk a certain way, or I like to see certain kind of movies, listen to a certain kind of music, and talk a certain way, that I can get an idea about my accumulation. So, same with another person, if I notice that that person likes doing certain things, we can also have some idea about his accumulation.
Even the meaning of sitting, walking, standing, talking, everything from accumulation. No doubt?
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Ma'am, you said one word, momentary death, rising and falling of realities. We were talking 2 days before. You said a word, momentary. Every time there is momentary death.
Death.
Oh, correct.
Ma'am said.
Momentary death.
Death. Completely gone, never to return like this.
Yes, ma'am. Does it also mean there is a momentary dhamma?
All are momentarily. Panya is momentarily. Seeing, hearing, smelling, citta arises and falls away. The same all the time, arising and falling away. Not longer than that, in split seconds.
With the exception of Nibbana, the implication of Dhamma, something being Dhamma or reality, is that it arises and falls away in an instant. So Dhamma is momentary. If it's not rising and falling away and leaving out Nibbana, then it's not a Dhamma. Concepts are not Dhamma, because concepts don't rise and fall away. If it's reality, if something rises and falls away, then it's a Dhamma.
But, sir, why these realities of arising and falling are so fast, so rapid, so fast, it's been not noticed at that particular moment?
Can you change reality?
No, ma'am.
But that's the answer.
It's just the way it is. It's rising away so fast. We can get an idea that we cannot even be sitting here and talking this way if it wasn't because of many realities arising and falling away. You imagine, there has to be one reality which sees, one reality which thinks, one reality which speaks, and in between so many other realities, and all seem to happen at once. Otherwise, what kind of communication will we be having? So they have to be like this. We are living like this because those realities rise and fall away very fast. That's the nature of reality. That's all.
In this realm of existence. And it's not possible to know, for example, that citta, that moment which is fasa, not even an arahat would know that.
No what?
Be able to distinguish that moment of, let's say, fasa. Well, all right, maybe a fully enlightened person, but there are different levels of...
The thing is that if it's real, if it's there to perform a function, and especially when you're talking phasa, which contact which arises with all chittas, must arise with all chittas, then I think it's possible for panya of particular level to know.
Of a particular level, yes, a very developed level.
Can the Buddha's Panya understand the moment of seeing, which is different at that procession with the other citta which follows?
Again, your question?
The whole process.
Yeah.
Has to arise and fall away, right, one by one.
Right.
But Samanantarapajaya?
Yes.
Can even Buddha have panya to see just one citta, not the whole process?
Not to see, but to understand.
To understand.
Understand.
But not no one
no,
can.
No, no one can yeah. see, because mm-hmm. at that moment...
That's the way Dhamma is. Mm.
And that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I think that's what you meant here. Because at that moment when a citta arises to contact visible object, there cannot be panya at the same time. So if panya arises to know that, it must be later on. So already something that's fallen away. So, but the Buddha can understand that that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, they couldn't pinpoint. They
wouldn't
understand.
No, panya wouldn't arise in the same process as vipaka. Mm-hmm. Right? The same process as seeing. Because seeing only has seven chetasikas. So panya, if it understands seeing, must understand after it has fallen away already.
But he knew more and quicker than anyone else. But he cannot change the process of experiencing. And so there's in the Pitaka about even the Buddha's panya cannot change to have panya arise after seeing moment.
Oh, it's written there also.
Yeah. The truth must be the truth. So he taught about the process, how many jitas have to arise in the process.
But you can see Buddha's panya when he performed that miracle of fire and water, which seemed to come out at the same time, but because it's very fast and his panya was very great that he could do that.
And for Yamaka Patihara, only two bhavangas in between the process.
At very that moment, why it's very difficult to understand?
Can you understand easily?
No.
So this is the answer for why.
More I have to say. Why it's very difficult at that very moment to understand the conventional notations and ultimate realities?
What appears now?
Ma'am, lot of the conventional notations are there and
only nimitta.
Images.
Yeah. Image and shape and form. All the way, even in Vipassanayana.
Even for Buddha it has to be this same like this. There's no question of someone with more panya being able to stop thinking. There's no question about that, because everything goes as natural. The thinking will not stop, it will continue after seeing, after hearing, after all experience, there will be thinking. And so when the Buddha is sitting here now, he will think about you and talk to you like we are doing, right? Now the question is, in his case, in our case, that thinking is conditioned by akusala, right? Ignorance, attachment, and whatnot, right? But in his case, there's panya. So your question is why? Your question should be, why is it in our case so much ignorance and no panya? Is that your question?
So this can be also a way.
My right. So the answer is straightforward, because there's not enough accumulations of panya, and a lot of accumulations for attachment and ignorance.
So can a person have a lot of accumulations in this life?
Of what?
To understand that kind of a... See, to have a, that kind of a wisdom, sir?
Let's say for anyone who is not an Aryan has only maximum seven lives. Right? From Sotapanna has only maximum seven lives. An Anagami has only one life, maximum. So that shows that also that shows that it's just by conditions. So and as I said the other day, Sotapanna, Sakadagami and Anagami are the only ones who are sekhas, learners. So their learning is very fast. Ours is not. Ours is very slow. So for us, the accumulated in each life is like a drop of sand. Each life. But we don't know how much there is.
Sir, you assume or it's fixed?
It has to be like that. Because it's, you can see that samsara accumulations of ignorance and how much we get a chance to listen to Dhamma.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Right?
How much chance we got.
But we don't know how much it's full already, panya, how much. So for Sariputta, last life it was a trigger. It was already to the max.
Yes, sir.
One drop and he...
There was the one thing he was just waiting for it.
Yeah.
That one world.
But you cannot race, you cannot make anything more faster by anything. No. It's just by accumulations. Chan, is that right?
But there are many kinds of anagami.
Oh, yes. Mm. You mean to say there are many kinds of disciples?
The planes for him.
The plane, the way he's reborn?
Because do you see that when we talk about Sotapanna, we have not more than seven reborn.
Mm.
But not more than that, but different planes.
Mm.
Until the Sotapanna become to be Arahata.
And when you were saying just now, Anagami?
Anagami is the same. When when we say one, it means not human being plane.
Oh, not human being plane.
And heaven plane. Only Brahman.
Oh, Brahman. Yes. Anagami cannot be born in a sensuous plane again. For sure. Because no more attachment to sense objects.
For the Aryan only.
Yeah, for Anagami.
Anagami.
So planes means loka.
Heaven is one plane. Yeah, human being is another plane level.
Bhumi.
Earth.
No, it's sensuous plane, kama vachara. So this human plane is a bhumi, same as animals in the kama vachara bhumi. But if you call earth, it's a different thing. And then the deva is also kama vachara bhumi. Can you use loka?
Yes, because no matter how many planes of deva, it's still kama vachara bhumi. That's why they are four levels.
But then, kamwa loka ka bumi mo
kumai? Ni men ka. Prawa, teva lok mi ki chan.
Ko, my sab.
That been kama.
Oh.
Brother, this is classified the citta by planes of existence and plane of understanding or
So plane is not loka, right?
Or they are plane, it's not human being plane, but they are karma bhumi, the level of bhumi. Many lokas, not one
plane,
loka.
Many
loka.
Oh. Realm of existence is bhumi.
There are many lokas, in, like for example in the Deva loka, right? I mean in the Deva bhumi there are many Deva lokas. Right.
And even the word avachara can mean a place or a plane too, kama avachara. Also the word karma, in English we get the word carnality, so that it's the realm of carnal, the carnal world, the world of the senses. And just on that word, anagami means they cannot, they only cannot come back, anagami, they're not coming back to the sensuous world anymore.
So the word bhumi can be the citta, bhumi of citta and bhuma of existence.
And I think probably in Hindi the bhumi means earth, doesn't it? Earth.
Batui.
Batui, batui.
Plane of existence.
Plane.
And plane of the level of citta. The citta, which is kama vajra citta, can be in human and in Brahma plane. Because manodavara vachana, its plane is kama vajra citta, but it can arise in the bhumi plane of existence, in Brahma bhumi plane.
Interesting.
Yes.
Even in this earth plane,
plane of citta and plane of existence.
From all the way to anagami to lokutara citta.
Even it arises in the Brahma plane, but its nature is bhumi, kama bhumi. That citta itself, manodvara vajana, cannot belong to the plane of existence. It has to be kama vajana, no matter where it arises. So there are two meanings of plane. The plane of citta and the plane of existence.
And that's the same with jhana too, a jhana. Like in the kama vajra, you can have rupa vajra.
In the human being, existent yes. plane. Plane of existence.
Yes, there are the hell planes.
Yeah.
And, for example, the story, the, not the story, but the report about Todea, who hid the fortune, and then Buddha was came back as a dog, reborn as a dog. And then Buddha told Todea to show where the fortune was. And then Todea, the dog, died and then was subsequently reborn in a hell plane. Is that correct, the report?
I just know that he was born a dog.
Mm-hmm. We don't know the rest.
And what dog, what plane of existence?
Todea the dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you
well,
see that
so
how many worlds
plane.
Are the kama vajra bhumi plane of existence? Mm-hmm. Not only human being, dog is also kama vajra, the lowest plane of existence.
Sensuous.
Sensuous plane of existence. And the citta, it's not sensuous when it is jhana, when it's developed to that degree. So a human being can have the jhana, the Brahma, plane of citta, but not plane of existence because it's in this world. So in the karma plane, there can be the plane of citta up to arupa jhana, but he's in this world, not the arupa jhana world. But the citta, that level is the karma vajra level. So what's now? What plane? Of citta? Karma vajra. And what plane of existence? Karma. Karma puma. Bhumi is plane of existence. So what hell belongs to? What plane? Hell.
It's also kama bhumi.
Kama
right?
bhumi, plane of existence. or plane of citta? Harold?
No, kama bhumi. Krap.
Kama bhumi. And heaven?
But can also be citta if you...
That's why when we talk about citta, we have to know what plane it belongs. It belongs to sensuous plane. So when citta is sensuous plane, it can arise with the Brahma in the Brahma world. Does a Brahma see? Does a Brahma in the Brahma world see? See, it's this plane, not this only, it's sensuous plane of citta. And this world is a kama vajra of plane of existence. So seeing here in this world is kama vajra citta, and it arises at the kama vajra bhumi. But when seeing arises there with the Brahman, the citta is kama vajra, but it arises in the bhumi plane, plane of existence.
Sir, what is that word? I'm using Brahman, Brahma.
Oh, the planes.
That particular word, why?
Brahma Loka. It's a plane, like we're in the human world, right? We're human world, human plane, and the animals, they're devas, and they're Brahmas.
Another plane.
Yes, they're not kama vachara. They're not the result of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
That is Brahmas.
The Brahma plane, or Brahma plane, is a plane which is the result where you're born as a result of jhana.
Okay, sir.
You know what jhana is?
We talked about it on Saturday.
Yeah,
jhana.
So many words. Probably he forgot about jhana.
Altered states of consciousness which are produced from periods of a strong concentration.
Yes, and the object is not the objects of the five senses. It's something we don't know, we cannot think about, but we do know that it is the result of a certain development of wisdom that sees the danger of sense contacts, of attachment to sense objects, and have found a way to suppress attachment and encourage the kind of consciousness that has something else as object. There are certain things in the text that are the objects of jhana, but it's when you're born as a result of those states, then you're born in a plane where basically that's the plane. But sometimes you can still, as Achan was saying, that if they're seeing in that plane, if there's hearing in that plane, at that moment it's still kama vachara.
At that moment.
Because it's still sense objects, right? But the plane of existence itself is not the sensuous place. If you ask me what then, I cannot imagine.
Sir, I was only asking why its name is Brahma.
Brahma because of that it's a high... is there some root meaning of the word Brahma?
No.
Brahma, Achan, is there why they call it Brahma? Something.
Because of no attachment to the sensuous object. Why is that?
No attachment to sense objects.
Only sometimes, only when the citta reach attain that degree of seeing the danger of the attachment to sensuous objects.
In the Rupa Brahma planes, then wouldn't there be attachment after seeing?
There is.
Yes.
But at that moment, it's not the level of citta which is away from clinging to the kama vajra, sensuous object.
I don't follow the Ajahn.
In this world, some people see the danger of being attached to sensuous object, and they have right understanding enough to understand what moment is akusla and what moment is akusla. Seeing the danger of akusla from hearing, smelling, tasting, unavoidable. So he knows how to have kusala, more than just ordinary, very short moment. It's the panya and the sati, not satipatthana, but sati which understand the moment of citta, whether it's wrong, akusala or kusala, and he knows the object, which one will condition citta to be more peaceful, mm-hmm. not have akusala, kama vajra, sensuous object anymore. So they tried and tried and tried until they attain the level of first jhana. Mm-hmm. At that moment, there is no experience of the sense object, the sensuous object, because the mind is so fixed, concentrated on just one object. Mm-hmm. And if that moment arises before death, it conditions birth in the Brahma plane or Brahma world, mm-hmm. not this world. There are many worlds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many, how many?
Many worlds for existence and world of citta. Because whatever arises is a world, that moment citta is akusala or akusala, attachment or understand the sensuous object, it is kama vajra citta. So vipassana jnana is kama vajra citta.
Kama vajra citta?
Yeah, plane of sensuous object. Kama vajra citta is the level of citta which can experience only sensuous object. So no matter where, what world it arises, its nature is the kama vajra. Like seeing cannot be jhana, cannot be absorption, concentration, because it has to experience that which is seen, which is the sensuous object. Wherever it arises, no matter what world, its level, chati, bhumi. That's why we have to understand citta by way of chati and by way of bhumi, whether in what plane of citta and plane of existence, which is the world, different worlds. Plane of beings. Seeing arises here in this world because this world is kama vajra, and it arises in hell because hell is also kama vajra. It arises in heaven, and but it's still the kama vajra. It cannot change its level because it's the level which can experience only sensuous object. The kama vajra cannot experience the object of jhana in the jhana world because it is kama, sensuous object in this world, hell, heaven, animal, human being, kama vajra world. Yeah.
And it's not just the moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, touching, even the thinking based on these experiences, like our thinking, even in a dream, that's also kama vajra.
Sir, this parmi, sir, can have a good accumulation?
Yes, sir. The meaning of parmi is those dhammas that help lead out of the cycle to the other shore. So only good dhammas they can be referred to. And only particular good dhammas, not all kinds of kusta, but particular kinds of kusta that supports wisdom and is conditioned by wisdom.
So sir, every arhat is having this whole...
See, it's those dhammas, barami, have also to be accumulated. So you first of all will not become an arahat if only one barami is accumulated.
Those all ten, sir?
They have to all be accumulated before they can be enlightenment.
And what, sir, why we call those who have accumulated these all ten parami, why we call them bodhisattva?
No, we don't. Oh, is that... the meaning of bodhisattva?
Anyone who understands the teachings,
yes,
and knows that the teaching can lead to enlightenment, the truth,
yes,
develop parami, because it cannot be attained instantly or in 10 days or in 10 years. It takes life, how many life, like Sariputta. so long in order to become enlightened. Because without Panya as the cause of Parami, no, the goodness or good deeds cannot be Parami. Anyone who do good deeds but without understanding to develop higher understanding, to understand the truth, that is not Parami. So now you know what is the truth, and you know that it can be experienced directly, but not now. It takes time to listen, and when there is the understanding that in a day, moments of akusa is much more than moments of kusala, and akusa cannot condition understanding enough to attain enlightenment at all. It needs more and more understanding. So that is virya barami, virya chetasika, not anyone at all. It's not that you have to try and try it every day, every minute. That's wrong, because it's not you. It depends on condition of patience, of satya, adidana, and other barami. Even dana, see, if one cannot let go the idea of self, can one let go the things like dana for the others? So the kusala with panya is not just only kusala without understanding. So in order to be parami, one knows why just give or give with understanding that it's not I. It's time for sati to think, to be aware of good deeds so that good deeds is done. Otherwise without sati, no kusala citta can arise at all. So now, if one just learn to understand for oneself, how can one understand quickly or something like that? That is not parami, because it's a self who just want to be like that. But to understand that actually there's no self, to let go the idea of self, because of understanding the truth little by little, from hearing that there is no self, there are only dhammas, citta, cetasika, and rupa, which arises and appears now. So, if there is no understanding of all this reality, what can be understood?
Nothing.
Nothing. So by understanding that, it's very difficult to understand even one word dhamma. It takes time, but one is courageous by seeing the benefit of not being blind, ignorant again and again and again. One knows the way to understand better and better until the understanding of those are so very firm, more confident. This is just that which is seen. But there is no such idea now, because just learn to understand that what is seen is no one, only the image of that which can appear, and from out of that image there is the idea that it's something different by shape and form, different that which arises with the Mahabhuta Rupa, the four primary Rupas. The four primary Rupa cannot be seen at all, but that which is there with it can be seen. So only one reality, no matter in what world, only one reality can be seen, and this is what is seen now. Sound cannot be seen. Cetasika, citta cannot be seen. Atarupa cannot be seen. So, no question about why and how to change, yeah, but to understand where Dhamma is, because it's Dhamma, not under any one's control, no one at all, only conditions. If there is no conditions for hate to arise, unpleasant feeling cannot arise. Even unpleasant feeling is not hate. There must be the proper conditions for each reality which now appear, because it has arisen. And this Dhamma, the absolute truth, nobody can change that. But there can be wrong understanding of self, taking seeing which arises to see as I. All five khandhas, which mean all realities, are taken for self or something. Ditti.
It seems that there may be people who have the accumulations for kusla in general. Some people like to give and help others. Mm-hmm.
But no panya.
No panya. And when they hear about the Dhamma, and when they hear about not self, they're absolutely not interested.
So what conditions such moment? No wise attention.
It would seem that then they're all their good cannot be parami at all.
Because of having no wise attention to the benefit of the word that Buddha taught. So there are many rich people and poor people from kusalits, kamma, kusala kamma, and akusala kamma, but still no understanding. And some have wrong understanding. Even they are rich, very rich. They have everything but no understanding. While the poor in the Buddha's time, Suppaputti, the leper, see, very poor, he went to the meeting of the people there who are listening to the teachings just for food. And after he had food, he listened and he became Suttapanna. Who knows? Because we do not have only kusala kamma in samsara. Everyone has kusala kamma and akusala kamma, depending on which one will condition birth to be such and such, to experience such and such, and the accumulation to think such and such. See? Can you have thinking like me? Each is different by each accumulations.
Could it be said that what is seen is according to citta? For example, the way I think, the way Akhil or Sukhin is different. Citta is different, and so what is seen, these flowers, is on each person's citta. What their plane of citta is, their level or the citta.
So it depends on condition, the cause, whether the cause is kusala or akusala.
And accumulation. Say we are looking at the same flower, but all think differently. So the seeing is just seeing. And if it's the same object, it's either pleasant or unpleasant object, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's never the same because each moment is different. But we can say generally. But then how each person thinks is by accumulations.
Yes. Now, there was this story, report of the man, I forget his name, I can't pronounce it, but who collected fingers for each person that he... Yes, and then he became arahat. And I'm wondering, I have this tendency to think that a person who becomes enlightened after eons and eons, incalculable time of accumulations, is thinking only beautiful, wonderful thoughts. But then I look at this one and see akusala, awareness and understanding doesn't necessarily need to be all beautiful. There can be awareness of what the leper who had such a miserable and poor life and then came actually to eat for alms and then became arahat. So it's Sotapanna, not arahat. But it's very interesting.
No, it's the thing is that only at Sotapatimagga is wrong view, doubt, jealousy, and miserliness also eradicated. So these four are gone only at that point. Up until then, it's still there. I don't know when it will arise, how much it will arise. And attachment to sense objects only up to anagami. So there will be aversion even definitely, if you're not enlightened, there will be aversion. For Angulimala, there was aversion because he was not enlightened. So he killed. It's nothing surprising.
Mm.
But you see also the power of Panya, that when it arose, it could just clean out everything.
So it seems instant, but it's accumulation.
Just only a small point there, Ajahn, when you're talking about the Yamaka Patihariya. It is said that only the Buddha can perform the Yamaka Patihariya. And you mentioned that there are only two Bhavanga Chittas must be in between mind or processes.
Otherwise he can perform such miracle.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. So, so only he can have such a limited...
How fast it has to be.
How fast it has to be.
Ajahn was mentioning earlier that in the case of this miracle to, fire and
water
out of the body, these are results of a certain kind of abhinyas, right? These, what they call it, miracle. Okay, let's just use the word miracle for now. And that is through a very trained mind in that respect. So normally somebody with very high level can do only one, like fire, and then if you want to do water, then a big gap and change a lot of things. But in the case of the Buddha, he can make it almost simultaneously. And the reason it is almost simultaneous because the Bhavanga Chittas in between is just two moments. And that only can happen only for Buddha.
So in a sense, it's not at the same time, but it's happening so quickly, it seems like it's at the same time. Yamaka means, it's called the Yamaka Patihariya. Yamaka means up to. And out of the pores of his body come fire and water at the same time, well, virtually at the same time. And also the colours of the rainbows. Yeah,
Yamaka.
It's... Yamaka, Y-A-M-A-K-A, Yamaka, like you've got the Yamaka Wagya and the Dhammapada. Patihariya means, miracle, or it's not really a miracle, but that's the way it's translated. It means Patihariya. I don't know actually that word, what that means. I'll look it up, but Patihariya.
Means miracle.
Miracle, yes, I know, but I'm just trying to think. It's not very good. Okay. Yeah, so as Kunsukyan said, you could speak to... it's in the...
I read in a book about the special power, Idli or...
Idli,
but it's different from that.
It is used in Idli Patihar.
I see. All right. Thank you.
Can you perform anything like the miracle?
I'm not concerned.
even just miracles, who can do? So it depends on conditions for Buddha and for the others are different. What citta is now? What level? What bhumi?
This is now at Kama Vajka.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you have the Rupa Vajra higher?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you?
If we are on that plane, I know that we can.
You know how to develop it? Because it just cannot arise by Kama, because it's not Vipaka. That's why we have to understand the difference between the vipaka and the kusala and the kusala. So that is not vipaka. It has to be kusala. A kusala cannot have such moment. Seeing the danger of attachment to sense object and seeing that the higher level of citta does not like that, free from Tukha, temporarily, but not like experience directly, the arising and falling way. Different development, different kind. That is the samatha bhavana, and the development of understanding is the vipassana bhavana. So before the enlightenment of Buddha, as much as people at that time could do is samatha bhavana. As much as the panya can know is that the citta which is different, it's different from citta which is calm at moment of kusala, is calm. And not enough, more than that, it can develop to the degree of rupa jhana. And people today misunderstand it. They just do anything and they think that it's rupa jhana or vipassana jhana, lack of understanding.
You know that most of what comes in the name of the Buddha's teachings is what they call meditation.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Vipassana meditation.
Vipassana meditation. What do you think about that?
Sir, honestly, don't take it other way. Sir, for me, vipassana and meditation is the loss of the human energy.
Loss of human energy.
This is my honest which I was thinking.
Why do you say that?
Sir, rather putting my energies into that kind of a thing which I am not giving any result after practicing 20 years, 15 years which I have learned from my physical experiences, and they are again zero standing in front of me, and if I say some rude words they become angry very soon. So where is your vipassana? What you have done 15 years? You asked me honestly, I told you honestly.
So what is vipassana?
What is vipassana? My first, from last 3 days, this is my vipassana, understanding dhamma.
Your vipassana?
This is my vipassana right now. I am understanding
how
dhamma.
How to be your vipassana?
Pardon me?
How to be your vipassana?
Ma'am, like how to be my vipassana is some...
No, yeah. How did it become your vipassana?
What is vipassana? To know whether you have practiced vipassana or not vipassana. What is vipassana?
No, I think what Nakhil is saying is that now he is beginning to understand what vipassana really is.
See.
Now he is beginning, after listening
and
to
before
you.
That?
Before that, no.
Did
before
he
that, he
meditate?
He did.
And vipassana or what of? Just meditate.
It was in the name of vipassana, right?
In my school, it was compulsory for every student, because 10 marks was there, to sit 15 minutes silent and meditate. The 10 marks I used to sit silent and meditate. Very honestly, what happened, I told.
All over the world, I think.
And now, maybe 15 minutes was too little, maybe you should have done a month.
Sir, I was doing for 2 years, sir.
No. Go retreat for 1 month. Have you done that?
No, sir. No.
10 days Goenka style?
Nothing, sir.
Why didn't you do? Maybe you would have been good.
Sir, my intuition never told me to do this.
You
are told to do.
No, he said that it did not make sense to him. This idea.
His teacher told him to do.
No. He said that he did in school as a subject.
It means that someone told him.
Yes, in school.
Yeah.
And then my question was, why didn't you do longer? Maybe like Goenka teach, maybe that time it will have some result. Because 15 minutes, maybe no result. So he's saying his 15 minutes didn't produce any good result. So I said, maybe you should have tried 1 month.
Or more.
And he said... according to his, it didn't make sense to him.
So it's not
it didn't make sense to you, right?
Yeah. It didn't make sense. Dr. Ambedkar has written about the vipassana and meditation in 1950s. I don't know how you will take, but exact words he has written, for him, vipassana and meditation is the loss of energy.
Loss of energy.
Because it was his opinion was in other senses also, because his people was not uplifted that time. So he said, if my people will go do and vipassana and they meditation, then how will
that's a different meaning.
A different meaning.
He would rather have them fight for justice.
Yes,
right?
sir. Yes, sir. that's a different meaning.
That's a different
meaning. Ajahn, just on that question, just going back, if I may, I've thought about it sometimes, about like in the case of Moggallana, or say even Ananda, you never, like, let's take Ananda. That's Ananda, the Buddha's, who was a Buddha servant in the last 20 years of the Buddha's life.
Servant?
No.
You have to get the word, and he's trying to get the word, and so it came out.
He's
servant.
Not servant.
It's, he assistant. Was assistant, yeah. His assistant. He was kind of a servant.
No. No, sir. He is not a servant, sir. He's the last person at that time to become arhat. He was the last one.
Well, anyway, he was sotapanna. But we never hear during the time that he was with the Buddha, he had amazing skills of memory. He remembered everything. It's just simply amazing. But
accumulation.
Accumulation, yes, of course, Ajahn. But we don't hear of arahatas, say like Moggallana in his last life, Kolita, he didn't attain to any sort of, iddhi patiharya. Same with Ananda, he didn't attain any iddhi patiharya until he became arahatta. So what is it about Ananda having attained arahatta that he was able to have the
accumulation?
Well, no, not some. I'm thinking because just before the last council, before the last council.
It's not time yet.
Not. So.
The time is not ready yet. But when it's ready, no one can stop his ability.
The iddhi coming up. You're saying nobody can stop the iddhi powers being available. I don't know how to describe
it. If there is no accumulation at all, can that be possible?
No, of course not. It cannot. But I have often wondered, why is it before in that life, okay, like in the case of Kolita,
can it be known? The other's accumulation.
No, really.
When it will be ready to produce result.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Ma'am, why some feelings are very strong and some feelings are less strong?
By accumulation.
Those also. Like if you have got a strong willpower, it's very strong. If she has got the fear, it's less strong. It's also strong, but it's less strong. So that is also by accumulations.
When the feelings change all the time, there can be very slight fear, just a touch of, a little bit of worry or apprehension, and then there can be fear to a marked degree accompanied with a physical sensation of adrenaline sort of a thing. So I don't know about what I ask in terms of a strong feeling or a weak feeling. There are all sorts of feelings.
At that moment, should there be the understanding of that moment as no self? The children try to know the conditions. Yeah. And trying to know is lopa. Right? The self is there unknown all the way until right understanding begins to understand and then develop. Because when there is something unpleasant, one has the idea of, I don't like it, how to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Not, oh, that's not self. It's conditioned to arise, to show up. It's characteristic as not self. See? Depending on conditions. Even thinking.
And I don't know what the next citta will be, what the next citta arising will be, so...
So we don't even know what the new citta now is.
And the teaching is for detachment, not to have attachment to what one knows. because even right understanding is not me, it's only a reality arising and falling away. The point is to understand the truth that reality is reality. No one, no self, no being. It's conditioned to arise and fall away instantly. What is left is only mark, image, from morning to night, each day in life. Unknown, ignorance is there. So from hearing and considering wisely, one can see that there can be moments of being enslaved to avijja and lopa. From hearing the truth and understanding and see the value, the advantage of understanding, that one will not be blind as many hundred thousand billions eons in samsara as before, little by little, like Sariputta. When time comes, it's ready to become enlightened from the Buddha's word from Asachi. How many words? See? Not like we are talking now. Less than that. What's that? Hardness?
Ma'am, it's hardness only. Ma'am, to every question, there's no answer. There's again one question. And that question is the answer. To every question, there is again a one question, and that question is the answer.
You mean question? I think that it condition, and question or understanding. When there is hearing, listening, considering, there is no question because the word is very clear.
It's clear.
Seeing now has to arise, otherwise there is no seeing. And seeing cannot arise alone or by itself or by anyone, but there are conditions, the right proper conditions for its arising and then following, both the condition and the reality itself. Like the eyes, it's not there, it cannot last long at all. Just only 17 moments, see, very, very little tiny moment. Unknown, it cannot be known just one. But many, many moments of seeing condition the nimitta of seeing. So all the five khandhas have their own characteristic of nimitta. This seeing is the nimitta of citta. And intention is the nimitta of one chittasika, which intends, which arises with each moment. And whatever citta is, kusala, all cittas must be kusala. They arise together. The same chati, the same bhumi, the same object, see, all at once, so quick. And then no more, no more, never to arise again. What is right and what is wise? What is wrong and what is full? No selection, but by conditions. People would like to have understanding, but they cannot understand the words of the Buddha. They think their own way when they hear the word.
Man, people can ask me a question. People can ask me a question. That dust, I am not able to put the question, that the person who have got the investigative mind can only understand the Dhamma.
What do you mean, that the citta which performs the function of investigation?
Yes, ma'am.
Arises and falls away, wisely or unwisely?
Wisely or unwisely, this is answer.
Yeah. That's why each word should be understood as what is it? Don't go too long, but just each word, what is it? Like situation, what is it?
It's not real.
Without reality, can there be any situation?
It's no man.
See, so reality is not situation. But without reality, there cannot be any situation. So everything boils down to citta or cetasika or rupa, the four primary, absolutely, absolute realities in many forms. But what is a computer?
It's also a form, ma'am.
Absolute truth? What is it?
Ma'am, paramita dhamma.
What reality is it?
Paramita dhamma. Ma'am, I didn't get it, ma'am.
How many absolute realities are there?
Ma'am, rupa, citta, chetsika, and nirvana.
So what is a computer?
Is it a reality?
What?
It's a rupa, ma'am. It's rupa.
Can it experience anything?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It's the one who uses it knows, but not the computer knows anything.
Yes, ma'am.
What about Robert? Robert.
Yes, ma'am. Same guess. Same guess.
Yeah.
It can't experience by itself.
Right. This is wisely investigation of what is heard. See? To know that there are only four absolute realities.
Okay. Ma'am, one thing more. Ma'am, chitas, chetasikas, bhavangas, and kulapas. Kulapas, thana? Hey, kulapa.
Kalapa.
Yes, kalapas. Kalapa.
How many absolute realities are there?
Yes, ma'am. This is also there, bhavangas and kulapas.
Chitta, chetasika, rupa, and nibbana.
No more.
No more. No, that much only.
But there are different classifications of chitta and chetasika.
That is their classifications inside that.
Classification, but you break it down into four.
Is a computer hard?
Yes.
Yes. See? So it cannot be everything else, only hardness. And the idea of the difference between that and the other condition many ideas about it. But itself, the computer does not understand or experience anything at all.
Ma'am, there is one more question asked in there. Ma'am, Buddha is not this, Buddha is not the first Buddha. This is around
23rd,
24th.
Not monopolize.
Pardon, ma'am?
Not monopolize. Anyone can become.
No, ma'am. Kitna number in there? He is 28th. He is 28th in the series. Deepankara.
More than that.
More than that.
Only kappa. There are so many kappa. Time is uncountable. See, the arising and falling way of reality is conditioned long, long time ago, not just today.
So every Buddha which has come has given the same teachings?
Certainly, because reality cannot be changed at all.
Yes, ma'am, this is the answer.
Some Buddhas were teachers, others had other other strengths or gifts, or they were all teachers?
Samma Sambuddho must teach, but Jekabuddho, not the time, right time for the teachings to become enlightened by his words, because it's not as keen as Samma Sambuddho, not as great as Samma Sambuddho.
Ma'am, yesterday you were talking about the arahats, and Buddha we are talking always. For the arahats, you were telling about the kriya chitta.
So, before we go further, what is kriya chitta? Otherwise we go...
kriya kya thi? Bata? Kriya kya tha? Kriya chitta. Nahin, kriya.
It's not difficult.
Kriya...
because kusala is the cause, and its result is vipaka.
Yes, ma'am.
So kusala citta, akusala citta, and vipaka. That which is not kusala, and it's not vipaka.
Which is not kusala.
It's not the cause, it's not the result, but it's conditioned to perform function. For us, who are not sotapanna, or arahata, or sakatagami, there must be the kusala kama,
yes,
and kusala vipaka result, and that which cannot produce any result, even it's like kusala, when that person hasn't eradicated kilesa at level of arahata, there must be the akusala citta, which will condition birth. But for those who have eradicated all kusala, which is conditions for birth, all citta before death cannot produce any result after his enlightenment. Buddha taught not conditioned for him to arise again, to be born again. So the citta of Buddha and all arahatas are kriya, because it's not the cause and it's not the result. It's only condition.
It's not a call and it's not a result.
Okay. For example, did Buddha see the seeing consciousness is result of previous karma before attaining the rahatship. So as long as Buddha hasn't passed away yet, he sees, hears and so on by previous karma. He was ill before he died, before he died away, from previous karma, but not after he had become Sammasambuddho or Arahata. So for us, we have only two kriya cittas. Nikama. As soon as one becomes arahata, all good deeds cannot produce result anymore, cannot be conditioned to condition birth after death. So they are not the kusala, they are not vipaka, so kriya. The citta which has to arise by conditions to perform the function, but it's not the cause.
But no results.
Not the cause.
Not the possible.
Not the vipaka. It's kriya. For us, we have two kriya jitas, before seeing, through sense door, and before mind door, different from that which arises before sense door. Because for sense door, it has to impinge on the basis, like eye, ears, nose, tongue, and body. But for mind door, no need to have that jitta. They can be thinking about kusala and akusala. After that, the mind of dvara, mano dvara, vachana citta.
Yes, ma'am, it was there.
As soon as mano dvara, vachana citta.
Who are there, ma'am, in the kriya?
Mano dvara and pancha dvara.
Pancha dvara, yes, ma'am.
We have only two, but there is anusaya in it. But for pancha dvara, vachana and mano dvara, vachana of arahata, no anusaya at all. No latent tendencies, which are anusaya, Anusriya, kilesa, does not arise, but it conditions as soon as whatever is its object is there. So by condition, and it said, what condition? This citta, that citta, whatever citta, must be conditioned, must have the proper one. For example, Pavanka cannot experience any object through the six doorways.
Yes, ma'am.
But so it's not the citta which experience in process at all. Because the rupa lasts for 17 moments of citta, and citta, different citta arise and experience that particular rupa before it has fallen away. After it has fallen away, citta cannot arise to experience it, but citta arise and experience other object instantly. And this is our life, what we take for me.
I'm 17 moments of citta. 17.
You mean the lifespan?
The total
of rupa?
It
lasts longer than citta. Citta, the lifespan of citta is arising, and that which hasn't fallen away yet, and that which falls away, upacaya, is the moment of arising, and it has not fallen away yet. It sees santat upacaya titi.
Upacaya titi. Yes.
And panga.
And when?
Three. Sub-moment.
Sub-moment.
Titi arises, arising, the first moment. It hasn't fallen yet away yet.
Yes, ma'am.
Even if it falls away so very fast, but there is a moment which it hasn't fallen away, and there is titi, kana. Why Buddha pointed out this? Because some rupa arises at moment of titi, and some movement arises at the
falling
upacaya, not at the moment of falling away. Oh yes, kamma produce rupa.
Yes, ma'am.
Every sub moment or small moment.
Ma'am, that kamma is vipaka.
The kamma produce citta.
Yes, ma'am. In the falling time, in the falling moments.
All three small moments. At the moment of pachaya, santati. Pachaya, upachaya, titi, and panga. We use different terms for the lifespan of rupa and nama. For the rupa, we use the word upachaya, santati, sirata, and anicca, longer. Because it lasts for 17 moments, the first moment is upacaya, and the last moment before falling away is santati, and the last one is panka, upacaya, santati, charata, and anicca, not panka. Panka is for citta. To see the difference, what we are talking about, rupa or nama, we use different terms for the lifespan.
Ma'am, this whole terminology which you were saying, I didn't get the last one because it was complicated for me.
Does rupa arise? Does nama arise?
Yes, ma'am.
To use the different word means that they are different. For the rupa, we use upacaya.
Upacaya.
For the arising.
Arising, ma'am.
And santati.
Santati.
It continue on. And then charita.
Charita.
Charita, like
chakrata.
Old age. Charita.
Thik, ma'am.
I don't know, I pronounce correctly.
Charita.
Charita. And upacaya, santati, charita, and anicca.
Anicca. Anicca is the last, ma'am, it's in the falling.
The moment when it falls is anicca. The moment before falling away is santati. Continue on before being. Before falling away, and that before falling away is santati, the moments between.
Ma'am, this whole can be, we can get it from where? Dhamma Sangini?
Yes, I think in different part of the Tripitaka here and there as well.
Okay. I have not gone through. This is something new for me today. I have not gone through. It's something new. It's very interesting.
Who knows?
No one.
The Buddha. The Buddha. That's why the more understanding we have, the more respect.
Yes.
To the refuge. No other refuge than him. The best, the real one, the real refuge is right understanding. Because right understanding doesn't condition one to be born in hell, animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But to be born as human being, it can be with Panya or without Panya.
With
Panya, it can understand what Buddha said.
Yes.
Without Panya.
Animals.
See? When one recites the Pali term, the three refuges, Bhutang Saranang Kacchami, is it true? When there's no understanding at all?
No.
This is only tradition and ignorance.
And doesn't make any sense also. Doesn't make any sense.
That's why Satya is Parami. To be honest, sincere to the truth. What is true is true. What is not true is not true. What is right, and what is wrong, no one there. And this is Satya Parami. It's Rupa, not Nama. See, Satya is there. Firmly and more. Firm, confidence. From understanding only. If one does not understand anything at all, any words of the Buddha, but one said one is so devout, one pray in the morning and night, no understanding. It's not satya. Satya means pay respect by way of study and understanding his virtues. Because we don't pay respect to the one who has no virtue. We don't respect Akusala.
That's right.
And Panya is very courageous, very brave. The right word should be said for the benefit of the others. It's not afraid of lose anything like fame or praise and so on. Useless. The truth is better than everything because it's the Panya which can understand the truth of everything. No self, no one at all. Are you afraid of anything? Panya does not afraid even of death and life because it's the way it is, no one there, no I at all. It's just a continuity of that lump of reality, citta, cittasika, rupa, rolling on very fast. Who can do anything? Because actually there's no one. No one can change its way.
This item here is rupa. Citta experiences, but this physical body, rupa, stuff.
And see, as long as citta arises at it, the heart base or the eye base and so on, it seems like it's me and the rupa can do everything, move and so on. But after citta has passed away, can it do anything? It's like this, rupa, only hardness, softness, no more eye base because kamma does not produce the eye before death, stop to produce it. So the rupa and the citta, which is conditioned by kamma, fall away together. But the rupa, which is conditioned by citta, lasts for 17 moments. and the rupa, which is conditioned by utu, lasts more. So the corpse changes and on by utu. Not me. No one.
Not see? No one.
Yeah. So it's only very temporarily, very short, conditioned false way all the time, unknowing. The rupa in the body, conditioned by karma, by citta, by utu, and by ahara.
Nutrition.
When we talk about ahara before, there are four realities which are ahara, pachaya. That which we eat every day is kabali kalahan, karahara, and the other is pasa. We talked about yesterday. And cetana and citta. It brings about many, many realities. If citta does not arise, no situation, no story.
First condition has to fulfill, then another condition is there.
Because there is not only one condition.
The condition associated with the other conditions also.
Actually, the rupa does not know the other rupa. And the citta, which arises with cetasika, citta does not know that cetasika. And cetasika does not know the other cetasika and citta. Because they arise to experience one object, which is not.
Mm-hmm.
See? They don't know each other. Just arise to perform the function. When it's rupa, it cannot experience. And each cetasika is different by its characteristic and its function. It's not citta. But without citta, the cetasikas cannot arise at all.
So once it's performed its function, it falls away.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes. It's conditioned. Its condition is this.
And this is in the Tipitaka, Vinaya, Suttanta, and Abhidhamma. Without citta and cetasika, can there be Vinaya?
No.
Can there be Sutta? See?
Not possible at all.
Mm-hmm. And when we use the word Abhidhamma, no one. It's not me. It's Dhamma. It's Abhidhamma. Very deep, very subtle. It cannot be understood in only one life. Not enough. Even one hears about seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, it's now. But it doesn't show up as not-self. It's being covered from life to life, until the words of the Buddha open it up. One by one, the light of the word of the Buddha. That's why we don't know that in the day, actually, one lives in the world of in darkness more than light. Because only seeing can see. What about hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking in darkness? But it lure life. We are in light, not dark world. So much of ignorance and attachment, which is the cause of being born again and again and again. Different life. When this life ended, no more this person, just being this person only in this life. Make the best. Otherwise, who can help the other? Because there's no one. But out of his compassion, Buddha develops great understanding. So many lives before becoming enlightened, just for us. Not only for himself alone, only like Pajjeka. And we don't know whether the accumulation of understanding you condition such person from this life to be Pajjeka or Savaka. because many person in the Buddha's time would become Pacheka, unknown, so long, no expectation, as long as it is expected, it's not enlightenment, no way to become enlightened, because the self is so strong to wish and wait and expect.
Ajahn reminds us often that it happens naturally. There's no one to steer it, to create conditions, to make changes, to decide the citta, to have an understanding or differentiate level or other nonsense like that. It just happens naturally. And just as a fruit cannot be stopped from ripening.
Is this moment more valuable than diamond, jewel?
This is more than.
More than anything else. That's why if you would like to exchange it with something, would you? To become ignorance again.